just got to keep fighting, keep chipping away at the block, and things are going to turn around. If you approach work the right way, the right way to go to practice with the right mindset, things are going to get better. But we just got to keep up on our preparation, keep having good practices, and it's going to translate to the game.
Like in high school, though, or in college, like were you ever at this point with a record, and did you guys rally it?
I honestly can't remember. In college, we were always pretty solid, but right now I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about high school or college. Worried about the guys we got here. That was a long time ago. So we got to stick with the guys in this locker room. Like I said, fix the mistakes that we made, correct those in practice. We got a work week this week with these next two practices, and get ready to go against Oakland.
What did it mean for you to hear from Mike that his first team in Buffalo started 1-4, finished 9-7?
Well, there's always teams that don't start the year off the right foot, per se, but it's the way you finish. It's the way you respond to a little adversity, which really kind of shows the true character of a football team. So we're working hard. That's not going to change. We're still coming in here every day with the right mindset, the right positive attitude, and we just got to see a translate on the field.
You think that the team needed a little, something to grab onto?
You really want to never start a year off 1-4. You don't want to have to have that happen for you to latch on to something to make you want to play hard, but that's not the case for this football team. We go out there day in and day out, game in and game out, and try our best, but we got to perform. We got to start winning games. It doesn't matter if you try hard and lose. You got to try hard and win.
What's the key to not letting one or two bad plays snowball?
You just kind of got to have that mindset of one or two plays that don't go your way, it's not going to change. Those are going to happen on every game. You just got to fight that urge to get down after a pick six. You can't worry about it. You got to go out there and move on. Because at that point in time in this game, it was 13-3, I believe, and it's still a close game. It's still a two-possession game where anything can happen. But you got to fight that urge and just keep playing your game. Keep doing little things and just kind of persevere through it.
The coach said you got to reset the clock in your head. Did you talk to you about
essentially, yeah. That's kind of forget the last play. If it was a negative play, move on. Stay within the offense. Still go about your business and execute it. You can't worry about, let's say the last play was a touchdown. You can't worry about that on the next drive and you go out there, say the last play was a pick six like it was last week. You can't let that affect you in any way, positively or negatively, on the next series.
No, he meant the clock, and that you sometimes you think the rush is sooner than it really is.
Oh, I think in every game, every quarterback has to have an internal clock on when to get the ball out. And there's certain situations where you get the ball out faster. If you're pinned deep in a red zone on your 5-yard line where you're thrown out of the end zone, your clock's going to speed up a little bit because you can't afford to put the team in a negative position where you take a safety or get sacked on the 1 or 2 yard line.
Is that something, the way he mentioned that,
to you too? It's something that every quarterback talks about in our meetings, whether you can get through a progression, go to your third or fourth option, or you got to hit, get the ball on your first option. So there's a time and a place for a different type of read, and that's just kind of the way it goes.
Dwayne, could you just talk about how much, to what degree, if any, the game has slowed down for you in any way?
The more repetitions you get, it's going to slow down. And it's slowing down, but the more, like I said, the reps you get versus different looks is what we got to work on. That's what we work on in practice, to get odd looks, different looks versus certain plays. So you have experience running different concepts or different checks, different calls versus certain looks.